Hazel Goshawk Cully. The muse was nearly kept with sawdust on the floor to absorb the mutes, and the castings taken up every day. Sir Ector visited the place every morning at 7 o'clock, and the two Ostringers stood at attention outside the door. If they had forgotten to brush the hair, he confined them to barracks, and they took no notice. Kay put on one of the left-hand gauntlets and called Cully from the perch. But Cully, with all his feathers close set and malevolent, glared at him with a mad marigold eye and refused to come. This is The Once and Future King that I've been reading, and my name is Rebecca Reuter. And if you would like to read a selection from one of your favorite books, or if you would like to find out more about programs that can help improve your reading skills, call Literacy Volunteers of Franklin and Somerset Counties. Thank you.
Great.
Wells entered the chamber, hoping that this time his chronotron would transport him into the past. Hooked on Reading has been brought to you by Literacy Volunteers of Franklin and Somerset Counties and by Twice Sold Tales on Main Street in downtown Framingdon. If you'd like to improve your reading skills or serve as a tutor, call Literacy Volunteers of Franklin and Somerset Counties at 778-3460. That's 778-3460. 89.3, The Bright Hits, WKTJ.
Should have seen it coming when the roses died.
That's Bon Jovi singing This Ain't a Love Song here at WKDJ. And if you're looking for something to do at about noon or so, there will be a food and rummage sale at the North J Grange Hall today from 8 this morning until 12. So you only get about half an hour left. And that's sponsored by the Grange, and everyone is welcome. There will also be a free luncheon to be served at the Henderson Memorial Baptist Church in Farmington today from noon to 1. They'll be serving baked ham, mashed potatoes, peas, carrots, and dessert. This meal is sponsored by the Missions and Outreach Board of the church. That's a great time to go because from noon until 1, we're also going to have the Red Sox game happening at 12:30. So you can take your headset with you, and while you're eating, you can listen to some great music until 12:30. And then at 12:30, you can stay tuned for the Red Sox game. This is the Beatles here at WKDJ, Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
Submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine.
I don't understand how the sun keeps shining.
That's the Pretenders, and they're singing Loving You Is All I Know. And all I know is that there's some great dinners going on around in this area. Starting off, there will be a public baked bean supper at the Wilson Grange Hall in East Wilton on today from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And they'll be serving beans and casseroles, brown bread, salads, rolls, coffee, tea, milk with homemade pies. And they'll be serving them for adults at $5 a piece, and children at $2.50, and that's sponsored by the Wilson Grange. There will also be a baked bean casserole supper at the New Sharon United Methodist Church today from 5 until 6:30 p.m., sponsored by the Women's Society. They'll be serving hot rolls, chop suey, molded salads, coleslaw, and homemade pies. Admission is $5 for adults, and children $2. And if you're not really in the mood for food, then how about dancing? Dance to the music of the 50s and 60s at the Chesterville Grange Hall on Saturday, today, from 7:30 until 11:30 p.m. Ages 16 and up are welcome. It's $5 for admission. You will get some free refreshments, and it's sponsored by the Chesterville Grange, number 20. And next weekend, you can also have a great time enjoying an evening of fun while helping wildlife conservation. Plan to attend the annual Ducks Unlimited Banquet and Auction. It will be in the North Dining Room at the Olson Student Center at the University of Maine at Farmington on Saturday, May 1st, which is next week, starting at 5 p.m. Money raised that evening helps to conserve wetlands for waterfowl. For ticket information, call 778-4374. Let's go back to the music. This is Sheryl Crow here at WKDJ. Singing My Favorite Mistake.
In the midst of a music flight on WKTJ.
Shirley MacLaine is 65. Actress, singer, director Barbara Streisand is 57. Singer Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys is 56. Drummer Doug Clifford of Creedence Clearwater Revival is 54. Actor Eric Bogosian is 46. Actor Michael O'Keefe from Roseanne is 44. Bassist David J. of Love and Rockus and Bauhaus is 42. Bassist Billy Gould from Faith No More is 36. Drummer Patty Schmel of Hole is 32. And drummer Aaron Comis of the Spin Doctors is 31. We'll hear some of those bands a little later on. But first and foremost, we must wish a happy birthday to a very special star. Amanda Smith from Wilton is turning 13. That birthday wish goes out from Haley. If it's your birthday, everybody here at WKDJ wishes you the best. Good afternoon with WKDJ News. I'm Sherry Harrison. The school shooting investigators in Colorado are concerned about possible new violence. A letter purportedly written by one of the teen killers warns of more extensive death to come. A sheriff spokesman says they don't know if the letter is legitimate or a hoax, but they can't afford to take chances. Some of the witnesses in the Colorado school shootings say they saw a third attacker who wore a white shirt, but they may have been confused. Investigators now say one of the two shooters found dead has taken off his trench coat and was wearing a white shirt. NATO is calling it visit and search, a policy of stopping oil tankers from entering Yugoslav harbors. The alliance won't call the action a blockade. That's an act of war, and the alliance nations haven't declared war. President Clinton says COSBO underscores not just the importance of NATO, but the need to modernize it. He spoke briefly at the beginning of the NATO summit the second day. The diplomats are focusing today on challenges ranging from terrorism to weapons of mass destruction. Ontario, Canada plans to sue the biggest tobacco companies for $40 billion. The action would make Ontario the first Canadian district to take tobacco to court.